towards global peace. We often talk of peace in the context of war. But this is a very narrow and restricted notion of peace. Peace is deeply linked with the entirety of human life. Peace is a complete ideology in itself. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. It is the master key that opens the doors to every success. Peace creates a favorable atmosphere for success in every endeavor. Without peace, no positive action, small or big, is possible. Peace and security. The foundation of Islam. Peace and security hold immense significance in Islam. They are not merely social necessities, but the very foundation of faith and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad. This truth is evident in the life, teachings, and prayers of the Prophet. In the analogy of faith and Islam as a vehicle and peace and security as a road, peace serves as the essential companion that makes the journey of faith and Islam both comfortable and fulfilling. Even on the most challenging and bumpy roads, the presence of peace ensures a sense of security and contentment. However, without peace in external conditions, even the strongest faith can be tested and weakened. The profound connection between peace, security, faith, and Islam emphasizes the urgency of establishing peace in our society. It is not merely a matter of worldly affairs, but also a prerequisite for fulfilling our religious duties. The Prophet Muhammad's prayer, recited upon sighting the new moon at the beginning of each month, exemplifies the profound importance of peace. He prayed, "O God, raise for us this moon in peace, faith, peace, and Islam." This prayer is not just a fleeting moment of devotion, but a conscious plan for months, years, and even the entirety of life. In this prayer, peace is mentioned before faith and before Islam, conveying a clear message that an environment of peace and security is indispensable for the growth, development, and practice of Islamic teachings. The life of Prophet Abraham serves as a practical and living example of the profound need for peace. Abraham's life was marked by extreme hostility and the deprivation of his religious freedom. He was subjected to the horrific act of being thrown into a fire and forced to embark on a perilous journey to the uninhabited desert of the Arabian Peninsula. Despite these hardships, Abraham established a global center for worship in Mecca, demonstrating his unwavering commitment to peace. The experiences he endured led him to realize the profound significance of peace, prompting him to pray specifically for the peace of Mecca. "My Lord, make this a city of peace." 1435. Through this prayer, we can comprehend the depth of Abraham's yearning for peaceful conditions. Who could better understand the bliss of peace and security than he, who grappled with the challenges of maintaining faith in such circumstances? Abraham envisioned a permanent peace for the inhabitants of the Arabian Peninsula, particularly in the sacred area surrounding the sacred mosque, which would become the global center of worship. He aspired to be an exemplar of peace for the entire world. The life of the Prophet Muhammad serves as a practical illustration of the significance of peace. When he proclaimed his prophethood, the people of Mecca attempted to hinder his pursuit of Islam. In chapter The Clot, a similar scenario is highlighted. "Have you seen one who prevents a worshipper from praying?" After the migration, when the people of Mecca refused to grant him peace even in Medina, he was compelled to defend himself. However, he seamlessly intertwined the purpose of his prophethood with peace and security. The prophet declared, "I have been sent with monotheism and a simple religion." In this hadith, he emphasized two crucial aspects. Al-Hanafiya, monotheism, this belief in the oneness of God forms the foundation of Islam. Al-Samaha, social tolerance, it encompasses the teachings of tolerance and respect for the rights of others and social interactions. This hadith underscores the equal importance of monotheism in beliefs and social tolerance in Islam. These two aspects are fundamental to the establishment of peace and security. The Treaty of Hudaybiyah stands as a remarkable sacrifice made in the pursuit of peace. The Treaty of Hudaybiyah stands as a testament to the Prophet Muhammad's unparalleled sacrifice and strategic brilliance in establishing peace. It continues to serve as a valuable lesson for us today. The Prophet demonstrated remarkable humility and wisdom by unconditionally accepting the conditions proposed by the opposing party to facilitate peace and pave the way for the spread of religion. Honest wisdom and insight guided the Prophet's actions. He didn't perceive them as acts of cowardice or disrespect to the beliefs of the believers. Instead, he believed that these actions were necessary to remove any potential obstacles to a peaceful agreement. He was confident that God's vast mercy would ultimately prevail, and that the words of the prophet would resonate deeply in the hearts of the people. As for the aftermath of the treaty, it paved the way for a period of peace and prosperity in the region. The prophet's actions laid the foundation for future negotiations. The miraculous effects of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah ushered in a new era in history. Within just 4 years, the number of hearts illuminated by the light of Islam surged dramatically. Over the course of 19 years, the Muslim population, which had been around 1,700, expanded to 150,000. The conquest of Mecca, unlike the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, was not a war measure but an unprecedented display of peace. The life of the Prophet exemplified peace and mercy, and this characteristic was evident during the conquest of Mecca. According to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, either party was permitted to attack the other's ally. However, the tribes of Bani Bakr and the Quraysh, in support of the Hudaybiyah agreement, opposed it and killed the people of Bani Qusay. When the Bani Qusay approached the Prophet with cries of distress, he dispatched his messenger to the Quraysh and presented three conditions. They must pay the blood money, renounce their support for Bani Bakr, or declare that the Treaty of Hudaybiyah had been violated. By listening to these terms on behalf of the Quraysh, Qurta ibn Umar said, "We accept the third condition." Immediately after this, the Quraysh felt remorseful and promptly sent Abu Sufyan to Medina to negotiate a renewal agreement. He arrived in Medina and requested the Prophet to renew the peace treaty, but the Prophet refused. The Prophet then marched towards Mecca, ultimately conquering the city. The conquest of Mecca marked a complete victory for the Prophet over his opponents. They had caused immense suffering to him and his companions, driven him out of Mecca, and engaged in wars against him. In accordance with the customs of the time, war criminals faced severe punishments, but the Prophet took a different approach. This can be seen from the fact that a companion exclaimed, "Today is the day of war and bloodshed," to which the Prophet responded, "Today is the day to forgive." The Prophet declared that anyone who entered the sacred mosque or sought refuge in Abu Sufyan's house would be safe. This announcement not only exemplified forgiveness but also demonstrated the power of peace. He also forgave those who had tortured him and declared, "Go, you are all free." This was the epitome of using the power of peace instead of resorting to violence. In the case of Abu Sufyan, he championed his renewed peace initiative and pacifism, declaring his house a sanctuary for those seeking refuge. This move not only encouraged him but also resolved the long-standing rivalry between the clans of Bani Umayyah and Bani Hashim. This strategy not only led to the successful conquest of Mecca but also paved the way for the ideological expansion of Islam. While the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was a non-combat agreement, the conquest of Mecca demonstrated a strategic move that extinguished the flames of vengeance. This aspect of the Prophet's life continues to serve as a beacon for us, teaching us that true power lies not in violence but in peace and forgiveness. Today's followers of Islam have found peace without any sacrifices, which has led them to overlook its true value. This peace is the result of the selfless sacrifices made by the Prophet and his companions. In contrast, contemporary Muslims are quick to anger and ready to resort to violence over minor matters. However, the Prophet established social peace by refraining from using holy words, while we today create unrest in society by misusing them. He averted bloodshed by refraining from using holy words, yet we continue to engage in endless cycles of violence in the name of holy words. Notably, the Prophet refrained from resorting to violence even after gaining power, while we continue to fight against the people of the world without any authority. The conquest of Mecca, unlike the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, was not a war measure but an unprecedented display of peace. The life of the Prophet exemplified peace and mercy, and this characteristic was evident during the conquest of Mecca. Peace teaches us that peace is a transformative force that can turn ordinary stones into gold. This is the key to unlocking every opportunity, leading us to the path of progress and prosperity. As God said in the Quran, "Truly, we have granted you a clear victory." 48:1. These words remind us that sacrifice in the pursuit of peace is the key to a great victory. It is the key that unlocks doors to opportunity and brings us to the destination of success and fulfillment. The Prophet's strategy and insight reveal that creating an atmosphere of peace presents opportunities for expressing love of God and the truth of the Messenger's prophethood. Adopting the Prophet's teachings and cultivating a spirit of sacrifice for social peace are essential. This profound connection between peace, security, faith, and Islam emphasizes the urgency of establishing peace in our society. It is not merely a matter of worldly affairs, but also a prerequisite for fulfilling our religious duties. Abraham's prayer and the Prophet Muhammad's teachings and practical examples underscore the inherent essence of peace within the religion of Islam. We should pray for peace for our nation and the entire world and take practical steps to achieve it, even if it means sacrificing our personal interests. Abraham envisioned a permanent peace for the inhabitants of the Arabian Peninsula, particularly in the sacred area surrounding the sacred mosque, which would become the global center of worship. He aspired to be an exemplar of peace for the entire world.